So now we have Olivier, who's going to talk about Slint.
Hello. Yep. So about me, I started open source working on contributing to the KDE project, which is a project made with Qt. So that led me to be hired as my first job at Trolltech, which was a company making Qt, later bought by Nokia. But in 2000, so 10 years ago, I left to create my own company, software services. And still, I had a little, I was still a bit in the Qt ecosystem. And I was talking with Simon Hausman, also from Qt. And we were like, the sad state of current desktop UI, can we do better? What would happen if we would create a new UI toolkit from scratch? And in 2020, then, we created Slint. So this is implemented 100% almost in Rust. Actually, not, almost, yeah, most of it is implemented in Rust. It's a native toolkit. So native as opposed to runs in a browser. So it really runs natively, and it's aiming at desktop and embedded at first. So it uses its own domain-specific language. So it's like a macro. And you might say, wait, is this, I wanted to develop in Rust, and now you're saying I need to learn a new language to do UI, and but fortunately, learning this language is not more difficult than just learning the API of any other library. So just like learning an API. And Rust is not really meant for UI. There's a lot of ways that Rust is a bit too explicit in some cases, where for UI, you just want to describe the UI in a really in a way that our language is much better at. And then this thing is only to describe the user interface, but all the logic, of course, is written in a programming language, so for example, Rust, but we also have bindings to various languages like C++ or JavaScript, and we tend to add more. So let's try to make a short demo. I cannot do the demo because it's a lightning talk, but I just took some